Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Coming up in later in the hour, we're going to be talking about the Joskies development proposal for a downtown a high-rise and some of the political tug-of-war that's going on. Right now, we're talking about a big story that happened recently. Movie star Angelina Jolie made headlines recently when she announced that she had undergone a double mastectomy when genetic counseling informed her that she had a very high risk for breast cancer. Genetic counseling is a tool used in medicine that many of us could benefit from. What is it? What are its limitations? And make sure that this is being used correctly? We invite you to join the conversation. Give us a call at 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. And with me in the studio to talk about genetic counseling is Dr. Ishmael Jatoy. And you, welcome to The Source, Doctor.
Well, thank you.
So when a star like Angelina Jolie, when she comes out and says she had genetic counseling to deal with her breast cancer, you know, and she took action, what does that mean? You know, I guess people suddenly want to know more about genetic counseling. And what kind of questions are you hearing? What do people want to know?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important not to be overly alarmed. So only less than 1% of individuals will have a genetic mutation that puts them at risk for breast cancer. So in the general population, it's relatively uncommon. Now, you know, if you have multiple first-degree relatives with breast cancer, then you may want to consider genetic counseling and genetic evaluation to assess whether or not you may have a genetic predisposition to breast cancer.
In the case of Angelina Jolie, her mother died of breast cancer, I believe, at the age of 54. So she had already had that huge red flag saying that you need to be on the lookout and do what you can. So what happens? What is genetic counseling? What do you do?
Well, in genetic counseling, what we do is we will evaluate a patient and get a very detailed history regarding risk factors for breast cancer, specifically family history. And we look to see if the individual has multiple first-degree relatives with the specific cancer of interest. In this case, it was breast cancer. So we're interested to know, for example, does she have, you know, mother, sisters with breast cancer? And a lot of these syndromes are linked to other cancers. For example, the genetic mutation that I believe Ms. Jolie had was the BRCA1, BRCA2, which is not only linked to breast cancer, but also ovarian cancer. And so you'd want to know if there's a strong family history of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So again, as I said, less than 1% of individuals have a genetic predisposition to breast cancer. But among the individuals with breast cancer, 10% have the genetic mutation that put them at risk for the disease.
So is there the swab and getting the DNA and running it through a machine and getting something to look at? Is that part of the process?
Well, we'll get a blood sample or swab, and we'll send this out usually for an outside analysis. But I think the main issues are, you know, what do you do with the information once you get it? So once you get the information that you have a genetic predisposition for breast cancer, there's several options that you have as a patient. So one of the options is, which is the one that Angelina Jolie opted for, would be prophylactic surgery. That means surgery to reduce your risk. So again, if you test positive with the BRCA1, BRCA2 mutation, then you have about an 80-85% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. And you have anywhere from a 20 to about a 60% lifetime risk of developing ovarian cancer. And so if you undergo a bilateral mastectomy, which is an operation to reduce your breast cancer risk, you reduce breast cancer risk by 90%. You can also undergo bilateral oophorectomy, that is, remove the ovaries, which reduces your ovarian cancer risk by 90%. If you remove your ovaries during the premenopausal years, you also reduce breast cancer risk because you deprive, you lower estrogen levels, and thereby you reduce the risk of breast cancer by about half. So the combination, which is what Mrs. Jolie had, the bilateral mastectomy and the removal of her ovaries, reduces breast cancer risk by about 95%. So it's a very substantial reduction in risk associated with prophylactic surgery. But it's important to understand also that there are other options besides surgery. So some women will opt for screening, and we would recommend screening with MRI.
So that's like very frequent, heavy screening.
Well, it would still be on an annual basis, but the MRI is twice as sensitive as mammography in detecting early breast cancer. So we would recommend MRI screening for the mutation carriers. Now, that potentially can reduce your risk of death from breast cancer by about 25%. So prophylactic surgery obviously has a more dramatic effect in reducing risk than does MRI screening. There are also medicines you can take. We would recommend, for example, tamoxifen to women who are premenopausal. And if you take tamoxifen for 5 years, you could potentially reduce your risk of breast cancer by about 50%. So there's the prophylactic surgery, but there's also screening with MRI, and there's also medicines that could potentially reduce your risk.
Now, what other major cancers could be looked out for with using genetic screening?
So you can, for example, colon cancer has a genetic predisposition in some individuals. There's the APC gene that puts you at a very, very high risk for colorectal cancer. There's also what we know as the Lynch syndrome, which puts you at risk for colon cancer on the right side. And again, if you test positive for either the APC, which puts you at risk for the colorectal cancer, or the HNPCC, which is the Lynch syndrome, we would recommend surgery to reduce risk of colon cancer.
Anything for prostate cancer?
I mean, there's interest certainly in prostate cancer, and there are genetic tests. There are cancers linked to prostate cancer, but we wouldn't necessarily do prophylactic surgery at this point. But there are others also to continue the discussion. There's also the gene for medullary thyroid cancer, the red part oncogene. There's also a genetic test that's available to look at some forms of hereditary gastric cancer. So there are other cancers, namely besides the breast. There's a colon, thyroid, as well as gastric cancer that have a genetic predilection. And you can do surgery to reduce the risk of developing those cancers.
But first we talked about how people may have the thing in their family, may have that, and they can probably see a trend in their family line, a family tree. But, I mean, should we get the whole workup done? Should that be something that most people should just do if they can afford it, or if their insurance covers it?
Well, that's not what's done. Usually the genetic testing is fairly targeted based
on... So you know what you're looking for.
Exactly. It's based on family history. It's based on a provider taking a good detailed family history and basically targeting, using the information from the family history to target the specific genetic testing that needs to be done.
This is a huge industry. Developments are happening all the time, isn't that right?
So genetic testing probably came of age about 10 years ago, and certainly there's more genetic testing now. But again, it's important to understand, and I think this is an important point to bring out, is that, again, taking breast cancer as an example, it's going to be it's very, very rare for an individual, random individual off the street, to be carrying a mutation for the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene. Less than 1% of individuals will have the mutation for that puts them at risk for breast cancer. So it's fairly uncommon. But if you do have the mutation, if you do have a strong family history, and if you do undergo genetic testing, then there's options in terms of what can be done to reduce your risk.
All right. Well, Dr. Ishmael DeChoy, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about and informing us about genetic counseling and what this means for all of us. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the San Antonio Conservation Society about the Joskies Tower development. Stay tuned.